From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Western-backed Kurds come under Turkish attack. Turkey says it will continue to target Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its border. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu told German Chancellor Angela Merkel by telephone that Turkey will not permit forces of the Kurdish People's Protection Unit to carry out what he called aggressive acts. Both France and the United States have called for an immediate halt to the Turkish bombardments. U.S. President Barack Obama has called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the air campaign against moderate opposition forces in Syria. The White House says the two leaders spoke by phone to discuss agreements reached last week by the 17-nation International Syrian Support Group. The United Nations says Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015. That's an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. Nicholas Haysom is the United Nations Secretary General's special representative for Afghanistan.
The real cost we are talking about in these figures is measured in the maimed bodies of children, the communities who have to live with loss, the grief of colleagues and relatives, the families who make do without a breadwinner.
The UN says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 is the highest recorded since 2009. Voters in the Central African Republic went to the polls Sunday to choose a new president. Two former prime ministers running in Sunday's runoff pledged to bring peace and unity to the nation that has seen more than 2 years of conflict. This is VOA News. Pope Francis held an open-air mass Sunday for some 300,000 people in a Mexico City suburb. The pontiff spoke against the drug trade and associated violence, a central theme of his five-day visit. Francis urged Mexicans to make their country a land of opportunities where there will be no need to emigrate in order to dream. With the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, the U.S. Supreme Court could face a divisive ideological split during its current term. The court is considering cases involving abortion, immigration policy, religious liberty, and affirmative action. Scalia was often one of five justices in the majority in contentious 5-4 rulings. If the court, minus the conservative Scalia, splits 4-4 on a vote, lower court rulings would remain in effect. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia brought calls from conservatives for President Barack Obama not to nominate a replacement during his last year in office. Their hope is that a Republican will win the November election, allowing for a more conservative justice to take the seat and preserve the narrow conservative majority on the court. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders told the CBS News program Face the Nation, Republican reaction signals an ongoing reluctance to support President Obama.
It is beyond my comprehension, and it just speaks to the unbelievable level and unprecedented level of Republican obstructionism against Obama from day one.
By waiting for the next president to take office in January 2017, Scalia's seat would be vacant for at least 342 days. The Israeli army says five Palestinians have been killed and another critically wounded by Israeli forces in the West Bank. Late Sunday, two Palestinians were fatally shot after they opened fire with automatic weapons on Israeli security forces near Jerusalem's Damascus Gate. The army also said two teenagers were throwing stones at cars in the West Bank city of Jenin when the military forces arrived. One of those teenagers opened fire. Soldiers returned the fire. Both of the attackers, both of whom were 15 years old, were killed. Israeli authorities say a 17-year-old Palestinian was shot and killed, attempting to stab an Israeli border policeman. In recent days, al-Shabaab fighters killed individuals accused of collaborating with the African Union mission in Somalia in the town of Marka. Al-Shabaab posted pictures of a bullet-riddled body labeled collaborator. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest. Check out our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.